We present Eric Sykes in It's a Fair Cop, a story of the relentless war against crime being fought, even at this very moment, by one of the humblest members of our police forces.
Three down, G blank blank S blank K K H H H. Now, what could that be? It could be, Grillamju. I don't like these crosswords with two alternatives. I'd better look it up. Hattie!
What is it now, Eric? I'm busy.
Where's the dictionary?
In the bookcase.
In the bookcase? Oh, you were just tidying up. Why don't you leave it where it always is, in the airing cupboard? Oh, here we are. Grum, G-G-L-G-G-L. Hello, it's not here. What sort of dictionary is this, then? No gringloom? Missing out an everyday word like that.
Oh!
Come on, Hat. Look, you sucked my slipper up again.
Oh. Here it is. Honestly, Eric, I wish you'd get out of the way when I'm cleaning up.
It's not often I get an afternoon off. I just want to sit here and do the crossword.
The crossword.
Yeah, well, I've nearly finished. Only got one down to do, and that won't take long. It begins with XPG, and there can't be many words that begin with that.
There aren't any.
How do you know? Now, how do you know? Do you know every word in the world? Can you speak Czechoslovakian?
No. Can you?
No. But how do you know there aren't any Czechoslovakian words beginning with XPG?
Oh, look, Eric, why would the man who compiles the children's crossword use Czechoslovakian words?
Well, perhaps he knows some Czechoslovakian children who do his crosswords.
Rubbish! Oh, look, Eric, finish your crossword in any language you like, but for heaven's sake, get out of my way!
Look, there's only one room in this house that you won't vacuum, and I'm not spending my afternoon off there. I'm not having two baths a week for anybody.
Well, just go somewhere else. You're in my way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Hat, for that bit of sisterly affection. In your way. If you want me to leave, you've only got to say...
I want you to leave.
Eh? Oh, well, where can I go?
I don't care where you go. Just go somewhere and get out of my way.
Oh, very well. Very well, Hat. You've made yourself clear. I shall go. I shall go now. I shall go out of that front door. I shall go out of that front door and possibly out of your life.
Tea's at 5, Shepherd's Pie.
Oh, I'll see you then. Oh, blaze, is it? Why, it's coming down in buckets.
Raining, is it?
No, I perspire a lot. Well, of course, it's pouring.
Oh, yes, I can always tell.
Oh, a museum, eh? Oh, well, I never. New, is it? How long have you been here?
About 200 years.
Oh, how long has the museum been here?
About 200 years.
Oh, you've been with them since they started, have you?
I haven't.
Well, it's very interesting. I'll have a look. Is it free?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, I'll have a look round then. Excuse me. By golly, this place is steeped in history. Steeped. Can't you feel the steep? Look at that. I'll bet that's 100 years old.
Put my meat pie down. The museum's through here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, now, where shall I start? Egyptian room, natural history room, art room, lad eyes, old ladies room. Never mind, that's something. Let's try over here.
Hello.
Hey? Oh, hello, love.
Excuse me, mister. Do you know anything about these things?
Me? Well, yes, I'm a bit of an expert, you know.
Oh, but can you tell me what that is, please?
That? Of course I can. It's a glass case.
No. I mean, what's inside it?
Ah, now, well, now, let's see now. Here's a catalogue. Let me see. Item 27. Oh, this. Ah, this is a lock of hair from the head of a well-known English leader. Olive, too.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oliver. P.T.O. Oliver Cromwell.
Now, come Oliver Cromwell. animals have. But in all the pictures I've seen, none of the Cromwell was gold.
Yeah, but naturally, he cut all his hair off and sent it round to the museums. Oh, there's something interesting. Look, it's hazier. This is a Paleolithic flint.
Ooh, what's Paleolithic?
I don't know.
Does it mean it's very old?
Well, I couldn't tell you.
Well, what was it used for?
I've no idea.
Well, what... Oh, well, never mind. I won't
bother to ask you that. No, go on, ask away. If you don't ask questions, you'll never learn anything.
No, doesn't matter, thank you.
Well, it's stopped raining. I got to nip into the station before today. I'll be off. Bye now, love.
Yes, don't you think we should stop for an ice cream?
Oh, still there, eh?
Yes.
You live in this part, do you?
No.
Well, I must get my bus here. Goodbye-bye.
Any more Felty?
One, please.
And a half.
You tell here.
Yes.
Do you normally get this bus?
No.
Oh, all right, one and a half. Hello, Sarge.
Oh, hello, Sox. What are you doing here, then?
Just dropped in. So I thought I'd better pay for the experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everywhere I've been this afternoon, there's been a little girl. In the museum, in the street, everywhere I went, she was just there.
Hello.
Hello, love, I was just talking. Just, what are you doing here?
I came with you.
Well, why?
I like you. You're pretty.
That's pretty nice of you, but, hadn't you better go home now?
No, I want to stay with you.
Well, you can't do that, love. You must go home to your mum and dad.
I want to stay with you.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, look. Look, let's just sit over there and play with this cosh for a minute. There's a good girl.
Socks, come over here a minute. What's going on here?
Well, I don't know, Sarge. He was just there.
Well, is she a relative?
Oh, yes.
But you said you didn't know her.
Oh, well, she's not a relative of mine. But she must be a relative. Stands to reason, doesn't it? I mean, I'm a relative of Hattie's. By that token, she's a relative of mine. Everybody's a relative. Aristotle put it best. He said, take this, my blood, he said. Kin and brothers. It's thicker.
So are you. Now, belt up, will you? Now, come on, who is she?
Well, if you put it like that, I've no idea.
Oh, I see. Here, come over here, love, will you? Now then.
Here, I say, does it hurt when you get hit with this cosh?
I don't know. Yes, it does. What's your name, little girl, then?
Daphne.
Daphne what?
Don't know. Can't remember. Can't remember my name or where I live. I'm lost.
Yes, well, now, just a minute, then. Sykes, a lot of kids have their names inside their blazers. You know, have a look.
Oh, it's a good idea, Sarge. Oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. Mothproof. Is that your name, Daphne Mothproof?
Oh, give over.
I don't know my name. I don't know where I live. I'm lost. I want to stay here.
Well, you can't stay here, love.
Oh,
what? No. Don't go. Oh, dear. Sykes, come here a minute, will you?
What are we going to do?
Sykes, now don't panic, lad, don't panic. Now look, you found this stray child in the museum, right?
Right.
Yes, well, now there's a very simple method of procedure for dealing with this problem.
What?
Take her back to the Ruddy Museum and lose her again.
Oh, it's all done, Sarge. Didn't even have to go to the museum. Just dipped round a couple of back doubles, took a taxi for half a mile, then got a bus back here. Lost her completely. How's that for a good bit of work, eh?
Marvelous. Only one floor. She got back here 10 minutes before you did.
With what? Oh, now, where is she now, then?
She's in the cell with Pringle, watching telly. The only way to keep her quiet. What are we going to do with her?
Oh, somebody will claim her.
Yes, but will they? I've been at the headquarters. There's no child being reported missing. No, I'm afraid we're stuck with it.
Hey, wait a minute. It's nearly time to go home, Sarge. We can't leave her in the station all night.
No, that had occurred to me.
Hey!
Pringle! Don't do that. Scared the life out of me, creeping about. What are you doing coming out of your cell?
You worried about that kid?
Well, of course we are. We don't know who she is.
Well, I do. I got it all out of her by psychology.
Really?
Yes. I told her to make herself comfortable, sit back, relax, and tell me all. And if she didn't, I'd clump her.
Clump her? Pringle, don't you know you can go to jail for raping kids?
I'm already in jail.
Oh, yes, you are, too. Well, we could throw you out.
Look, do you want to know who she is or not?
Well, of course we do.
Well, she's the Countess Maritza, granddaughter of the Tsar of Russia, who was stole by gypsies on her 19th birthday.
Oh, Pringle, you're a nutcase.
Look, Sarge, what are we going to do with her?
Oh, I don't know. We'll talk about that in the morning. But in the meantime, I've solved the problem of where she'll stay tonight.
Where?
Your place.
Wait a minute. My place. No, Sarge. You can punish me and give me extra duties. You can fire me. I'm not having that little horror at my place tonight.
Well, now we've got her for the night. What are we going to do with her?
She'll be no trouble, Hat. She's as happy as a sandboy out in the garden.
What's she doing?
Eh? Oh, she's playing lumberjacks with the lion post.
She's what?
She can't do any harm. It's only a toy chopper.
Oh, but Eric, I've just hung out the week's washing.
Hat. Yes, I light the boiler again, Hat.
Uncle Eric! Uncle Eric, I can run faster than a moving car!
Now, don't be silly, love.
But I can run faster than a moving car!
How can a little girl like you run faster than a great big car?
But I can! There was one on the top of the road, and I let the brake off, and I started to run.
She's right.
Blasting child, ruined my car.
The best through my window.
Let me get one word in. One word. Good night. Oh, that was close. I don't have a word with that child. Where is she?
In the bath, I think.
What do you mean, you think?
Well, why else would there be water coming through the ceiling?
Water? Oh, no. Look, I'll get that. You don't get her into bed. I don't think I'll ever be a mother after this. Hello?
Blossom Hill, 4122.
Is it? Well, that's funny. I thought that was our number.
That's what I mean. Is that your number?
Is what our number?
Blossom Hill, 4122.
Yes. Thank you very much for inquiring. Cheerio. There's some funny people about. Hello?
Oh, Sax.
Oh, no, Sergeant.
How are you getting along with the child?
Terrible. She's driving us potty.
Yes, well, there's still no report of one missing.
I expect there will be by tomorrow.
Why?
Because Attie's talking about running away.
Well, what's the trouble, then?
That kid's murder. She does terrible thing, and all she says is she wants to go back to the station. Sergeant, she seems to have taken some sort of a fancy to you. Wants to see you all. Sergeant, hello. Sergeant. Well, that posed an interesting problem. Where'd you report a missing policeman? Oh, dear, what a day. Might as well get me knocked down for 10 minutes. Oh, dear.
Eric, what are we going to do with her? What can we do with that child?
Oh, and you sleep.
Oh, sleep my foot.
Oh, well, jump up and down, love.
What?
Get the circulation going a bit.
What are you talking about?
You said your foot's gone to sleep.
Oh, I said that terrible child hasn't gone to sleep. Says she wants to sleep at the station. I can't do anything with her.
Oh, all right, Dad. I'll go up and have a chat. But in the meantime, take your shoe off and rub it.
Eric.
Oh. Lullaby and good night. A lullaby and a good night. Daphne, are you asleep?
Oh!
Now put that thing down and answer my question.
I want to go back to the station.
Not now. Time, little girls, were asleep. I'll take you to the station tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Right. Now, wait a minute. You get back into bed.
When you go to the station.
Now, look, you get back into bed, and I'll tell you a story. Now, in you get. There. Comfy? Now, once upon a time.
Heard it.
No, you haven't. Once upon a time is how all fairy stories begin. Except the ones that begin, "Sorry I'm late, Sarge." That's an internal joke. That's too old for you. Now then, once upon a time, there was a little girl called Goldilocks.
Why?
Yes. And one day, she went walking in the woods.
Why?
She wanted to see what it looked like in the daylight. Anyway, after a little while, she came across this boozer. Now, he directed her to a cottage, deep in the heart of the woods. Cut down the beanstalk, and Prince Charming married the big bad wolf, and they all lived happily ever after in a pumpkin. There now. Now, what do you think of that?
I think you're potty.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say, isn't it?
It's true.
It may well be true, but it's not a nice thing to say.
I want to go to the station. Yeah, but... I want to go to the station.
Will you belt up or else?
Don't you hit me.
It's you. You needn't worry about that, love. I was brought up to believe it's wrong to strike a child. Except in self-defense.
Huh?
In fact, my whole childhood, I can only remember my old dad taking his belt off to me once.
What happened?
His trousers fell down. Now go to sleep.
I don't want to go to sleep. I want to go to the station.
Now listen, my girl. All this criminal yelling isn't going to get you anywhere. You can do what you like. You are not going down to the station tonight.
What do you have to bring her back to the station for?
Oh, Pringle, you have no idea. She had Hattie on the brink of a nervous breakdown. Another 5 minutes, she'd have been stone bonkers.
Well, it's a bit much chucking a decent, respectable prisoner out of his bed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Come on. In here, Lizzie Borden. Come on.
What?
We're going to find out who you are. Now, for a start, where do you live?
I live here, in this station, and I shall live here forever and ever.
I shall commit a mortal injury on this miner in a moment.
Wait, Sergeant. Now, look, come on, love, think back. There must be something you can remember.
Yes, there is. I can remember a big, tall tower and a lot of people.
Tower? Paris? Good heavens, who'd have thought she was French? She speaks English without a trace.
Oh, Sykes, you're a burden to me, you know, that's what you are. There are other towns with towers besides Paris.
Are there?
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. I don't know, what does that make you think of?
Stoke-on-Trent.
Tell me, Sykes, where do you live?
You're getting confused, Sarge. It's a little girl you want to get rid of.
I know who I want to get rid of.
Oh. I remember something else. The sea and a big fairground and a low prom.
Oh, she means Blackpool.
Well, you think you might have come from Blackpool, do you, lass?
I might.
Well, I don't know. It's worth a try. Come on. Put a notice on the door saying back in 24 hours.
Oh, are we going to Blackpool?
All right. Come on, Pringle. You can't be trusted on your own.
Sergeant.
Come on. Hurry up. We'll get the 10:20. Here, Pringle, everybody out.
Yeah, but Sergeant.
Everybody out.
Taxi.
Lock up.
Sergeant.
Railway station, fast as you can.
Yeah, but Sergeant...
Get in and shut up.
You're going to feel a right nip in a minute, Sergeant.
Oh, well, we're on our way now. Well, what was it, Sykes?
Don't you think we should have brought Daphne? Oi, Pringle! Pringle, where have you been?
Just had 10 minutes on the dodgems. And half bruised.
They keep bashing into your car.
Oh, are you supposed to be in a car?
Hey, Pringle. Just as well I'm with you. You've been running up and down the Big Dipper next.
Oh, I did that before I went on the dodgem.
You know what? I think that Daphne's having us on. I don't believe she lives in the fairground at all.
No more do I.
Oh, well, in that case, we'd better move on and find out where she does live.
Righto. Where is she?
What do you mean, where is she? She's with you.
She ain't. She was with you.
She wasn't. No, I left her with you.
Well, I ain't got that.
Then where am I? Do you think she's lost?
No such luck. She's probably with the soldiers.
Not, you know. She went up to the local police station to check up. Wasn't with him. Pringle, I think we've done it.
Done what?
I think we've lost her. I think we've got rid of her. Besides, you'll be delighted. Come on, I'll stand you a candy.
Now, don't go mad. Don't go mad.
I'll have two candies.
Well, everything's under control.
It is.
Yes, she's a local girl who nipped off the train on her way back to boarding school. Mm-hmm. When she didn't arrive this morning, the school reported it.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
So I told them she was in our care and undertook to deliver her back to the school again.
You shouldn't have done that, Sarge.
Why not? Just you listen to this. Dad's the mayor. We can do ourselves a bit of good here, you know.
Oh, if we can find her.
That's right, if we can find her. If we can what?
Well, we've mislaid her, Sarge. Well, Pringle here.
Don't you go blaming me.
You mean you've lost that dear, sweet, innocent little love?
Oh, come off it, Sarge. This morning you called her a right horrible little perisher.
This morning I didn't know she was the mayor's daughter. Well, come on, we better find her. Pringle?
Yes?
You search the whole fairground. I'll try along the front.
Right, what shall I do?
Don't tempt me.
All right. What about the tower? Shall I try there?
Oh, well, I suppose it's as good a place as any. And if you don't find her, come down the quick way.
The lift?
No. Now get moving.
Oh, here we are, then. What a climb.
Daphne.
Daphne! Come to Uncle Eric. Not a sign of her. Got the tower to myself by the looks of it. Me up here and old Reg Dixon down there with his organ. Oh, no, not here. Not here. Couldn't be here.
Where are you still, Sylvie? Don't jump, madam. Don't jump. You're too young to die, madam.
I'm not a madam. I'm a police officer. And I've got time to play with you today.
Officer, I'd like to make a complaint.
Oh, very good, sir. Now, what is it?
There's a fly in my soup.
You haven't got any soup.
You mean he's drunk it all? Arrest that fly.
Look, sir, I'm sorry. I can't stand your exchanging bandage with you. I'm looking for a little girl.
Oh, thank heaven.
What for?
Little girl. All little girls get bigger every day.
That's not bad, you know.
Yeah.
I wish I had a straw. I'd do Al Jolson for you. Oh, yeah. What am I talking about?
You said you'd lost the straw hat.
Did I?
Yeah. You know something? I'll bet that fly's stolen it.
Now, just a moment, sir.
It should be very easy to stop this crime wave, you know.
How?
All we've got to do is to find a fly full of soup, walking along with a little girl and wearing a straw hat.
Well, that's true. There can't be very many of those in Blackpool.
It comes natural to me, you know. My father was a policeman.
Was he?
Was who?
Your father.
Was he what?
A policeman.
No.
You said he was.
Ah, yes. But you shouldn't listen to me. I tell lies.
Well, look, sir. Have you seen a psychiatrist?
Great heavens. Have you lost one of those as well? Are there no depths to which this fly will not sink?
I am sorry, sir. I think you and I are talking at cross purposes.
Ah, that's a lovely little place.
Where?
Cross purposes. I had an auntie there, you know. She was a policewoman.
Come now, sir. I don't believe that.
Are you calling me a liar?
Oh, you did?
I've known me longer than you have. In fact, I might go so far as to say that I'm an intimate friend of mine. In fact, I'll go so far as to say I am an intimate friend of mine. There. I went so far as to say it, didn't I?
Excuse me, sir. Just a word in your ear. You'll forgive me for saying this, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're a right twit.
Yeah, you've got a nerve.
What do you mean?
Well, you come here and you tell me you're going to arrest a fly in a straw hat, and you call me a right twit.
I didn't say anything to the court.
I've had enough of you. You're drunk. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
sit in that corner and shut up.
First lunch in, sir.
Oh, good. I'm starving.
And me. I've had nothing but candy floss all day. Sykes, you look after that horrible little... And we'll come back and relieve you.
Oh, right. Oh, dear.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why are you so ugly?
Well, it's all a match. What do you mean, ugly? Yesterday you said I was pretty.
I was younger then. Let's play a game.
All right.
Let's play kicky.
Oh, hey. Oh, wait a minute, that's my shin. Now, look, love. Why don't you come over here and play in the corridor?
Corridor's over this side.
Oh, that was a good try.
Oh, come on. Let's play again.
We are not playing kicking. My legs are brittle. Not kicking legs. I'll tell you what. Let's ask one another questions. We'll have a point for each one right.
All right. I'm the cleverest.
Oh, but you are a clever dick. All right, then. First one. What is the theorem of Pythagoras?
The square and the hypotenuse of the right-angle triangle is equal to the sum of the squares on the other two sides.
Let's play another game. Let's play a simpler game. I've got it. The first one to speak is a ninny. Right?
Ninny.
Oh, a tunnel. I don't like going through tunnels. Always give me the feeling they're going through a tunnel. As far as I can get... Oh, oh, well, that's the other side. Do you like tunnels, Zap? Daphne? Daphne! Sergeant, she's gone again! Sergeant! Why me, Sarge?
Well, somebody's got to take her back to school. I can't go, and nor can Pringle.
Yeah, but she'll get away from me again.
Not this time she won't. Look.
Handcuffs.
She's going to be chained to you right up to the time she's back in that classroom.
Now, the excitement of your adventures should have worn off. Now, open your Latin books. Page 24. Who's making all that noise? You there. What are you doing?
I'm still trying to get these bloody handcuffs off.
You've been listening to It's a Fair Cop with Eric Sykes, Hattie Jakes, Derek Giler, Dick Emery, and Leonard Williams. The script was by John Junkin and Teddy Nation. The theme tune by Ronnie Cass and the linking music by Alan Roper were played by a sober section of the Blossom Hill Brewery Temperance Band. The recorded program was produced in the north of England by Herbert Smith.